Miles, you have a lot of shit in your head. First off, dealing with the sleeping thing, bottom line, is there anything that you can do about it right now? The economic problems, the oil problems, the societal problems. If there's anything you can do about it right now, fucking do it, okay? You're not sleeping anyway, so do it. If there's nothing you can do about it, don't worry about it. Write it down. Write down a quick note for yourself so you can think about it in the morning. Get it out of your head and go to sleep. If there's nothing you can do about it right now, stop worrying about it and go to sleep. The problem will still be there in the morning, and the next 6 to 8 hours will not have changed anything. Go take a hot shower. That should help you relax. Really, I mean, huge sufferer of insomnia here speaking. You're not going to sleep anyway, right? I mean, 7 o'clock's normal bedtime, it seems to be lately, so you're not going to sleep anyway. Go take a shower. Might relax you, might fall asleep. Worst case scenario, you're still awake, which you would be anyway. As far as what you think you can do, if you really think you can make a difference, and I am a very cynical person, I don't think I can make any difference in the world at all, so I don't bother. But you seem to have this huge sense of responsibility for the world, and I have no idea where you get that, but it's obviously affecting you. Write it down. I mean, do it right now if you feel the need to. If that's the one thing that you can do right now, like, if you can do something about it, do it. If you can't, stop worrying about it and go to sleep. If that's the one thing that you can do, do it. Sorry, my kitty's silly. Start writing down what you can do. Make a plan. I mean, obviously you want to make a difference. So start writing out a plan of how you can make a difference. I have no ideas as to how to do that, but I'm sure that there's something in your head, or heart, rather. You said you don't know if you should follow your head or follow your heart. I mean, you obviously have some ideas of how you can make a difference in the world, so. Stop it. So do what you can. I mean, or write down what you can do. Start making a plan. I mean, even if your head says that that's not what you should do, at least you will have thought it through instead of just having all these thoughts racing through your head. You can start writing them out and getting them down. I don't think you're crazy, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being one of those people on the street that is out of the norm. I don't know, I don't think there's anything wrong with being abnormal, and I think it's perfectly fine if people think of you differently. I'm different isn't bad. I ignore politics. I ignore economics. I am a very selfish person, probably by your standards. I don't vote. I'm not political. I go to work. I make money, not much, but make my paycheck, pay my rent, feed my cat. That's my life. And that's okay with me. I don't worry about what's going to happen in the future because I don't know whether I can't predict what's going to happen. Regardless of what I do, I don't necessarily believe the future's set in stone, but I don't think that I can change the future other than just in my own little personal reality. But, I can't fix the budget crisis, so I don't bother. I'm sure if we all stopped thinking that and all put our heads together or whatever, we could change something, but I can't. And I figure life will continue one way or another, and if it doesn't, I'm dead, so it doesn't really matter. That's probably not the happiest thought to end on, but I've only got 15 seconds left, so last thought. If you can change it, change it. If you can't, stop worrying about it. Go take a shower and go to bed, Miles. Good night.